the originals were valued. And we have actual evidence of that, testimonial evidence and so on, about how the originals were venerated, treasured. And we know from the ancient book culture that finding autographs, originals, so you can study them and confirm certain readings if you're in doubt, that was a very important thing. And so it's very likely the originals, as early church fathers in fact claimed, lasted anywhere from 100 to 200 years. This means they would be consulted, copied again and again and again and again. And so Paul's original Romans might have been copied 100 times or more before it was lost, confiscated by the Roman authority and destroyed. The Gospels could have been each one copied 100, 200 times. And what this means is the original has a huge influence on the textual stability, the character of the text, making it impossible for someone to alter the text and get away with it. When we get to the second or third centuries and we actually have manuscripts, fragments that have survived, we need not think of them as copies of copies of copies of copies ad infinitum, but they might represent a copy of a copy of the original, only one or two generations removed from the original. And that would account for why the text of the New Testament is so stable, why it's not wildly different, like we see in other literature, some of the Gnostic writings, where we have two or three copies of the same text, and we have no idea which one comes anywhere close to the original, because the texts are so different. The New Testament is not like that at all.